This week on the Coastal News Roundup, officials investigate whether humans are behind the dead pelicans showing up on the coast. Plus, an update on the Taylor Energy oil well that's been leaking for almost 15 years in the Gulf of Mexico. WWNO's Travis Lux talked with environment reporter Tristan Balrick from NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Travis.
People have been finding a lot of dead and injured pelicans this week in both Plaquemines Parish and St. Bernard Parish. And that caused a lot of concern, especially the detail that one of the dead pelicans looked to be nailed to a pole. So the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries did a big investigation, and on Thursday said there was actually no evidence that humans were behind this, and that the pelican on that pole seemed to have actually gotten stuck on a screw that was already sticking out of the pole. So the story turned out much different than it originally looked.
Well, yeah, some context is needed on this. Most of the reports of dead pelicans came from one person, and there's no confirmation any pelican was killed by humans. But what state wildlife investigators are trying to make clear is that it's actually really common to find dead pelicans during the wintertime. It's a time of the year when food is scarce, and so if you're a younger or you're a weaker pelican, it's kind of a really rough time. And the cold is an issue and has been known to freeze hundreds of pelicans at a time in the Gulf Coast.
In other recent bird news, the National Audubon Society says it supports Louisiana's plan to build the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion, which is a hotly contested restoration project near the coast. Basically, the state would try to rebuild land by using the sediment that's already in the Mississippi River flowing through there by cutting out a slice of the river levee and letting all that muddy water flow out into the marsh. Audubon has already supported diversions in the past, and now they're saying it'll be particularly good for birds. How so?
Yeah, they really think it'll help out the Barataria Basin, which was hit really hard by the BP spill. So Audubon thinks the diversion has the best chance of reversing that, or at least keeping pace with the erosion. And that's going to be good for pelicans and egrets, sandpipers, a lot of other birds that live there.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the Taylor Energy oil spill in the Gulf. This, back in 2004, was a platform owned by Taylor Energy, and it was knocked over during Hurricane Ivan. A bunch of the wells there started leaking, and the company tried to plug them. But it's been leaking ever since. They never got all of it. Last year, the Coast Guard stepped in and asked the company to stop the leak. So why has it been leaking this whole time?
Well, there's debate on that. Taylor Energy says the oily sheen people have been seeing for 14 years is caused by oil that spilled in 2004, and it's sitting in the seafloor, sort of lodged in the mud. They say it's slowly bubbling up to the surface, and there's really not much they can do about it. The Coast Guard says the problem is uncontrolled, constantly flowing oil from a well leak. And so a couple of months ago, the Coast Guard finally ordered Taylor Energy to finally put an end to it.
And so now there's a new estimate about just how much has leaked. So what's it say?
Yeah, this estimate is the biggest yet. This one's out of the University of South Florida. At the high end of their estimate, they're saying that the Taylor site may have put 375 million gallons of oil into the Gulf. And that is two times more than the BP oil spill.
Yeah, I mean, that's massive.
Yeah, it could be. The estimate has a wide range, so it could be low, but even the low-end estimate of about 2,000 gallons per day could be flowing out, and that obviously would have a big impact too.
And so where do we go from here? What's the next step?
Well, the next step is to see how the Coast Guard order is being carried out, how well it's being contained. And we should be hearing more about that in the coming weeks.
Tristan Bowerk is an environmental reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks, Tristan.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Travis.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.